This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR's news director, Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi there, Brad.
Thanks for joining us. The election now was more than 2 weeks ago, but we still have one race that's making headlines. It's the Lehigh County Court of Common Pleas race. There were three seats open. One of them is so close that it's getting a lot of attention as the final votes are counted.
So it's come down to a contest between Republican David Ritter. He leads by just 74 votes over Democrat Zachary Cohen. Now, in the meantime, the Lehigh County Board of Elections has decided to count undated mail-in ballots. Those are ballots where the voter forgot to write the date on the outside of the envelope, and there's a little over 200 of those in Lehigh County. And what's significant here is it could change the outcome of the race, because mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania tend to lean Democratic. So Ritter said he's appealing that decision in court, and that's what caught the attention of Republican leaders in Harrisburg. Now, they stepped in and sent a letter to the Board of Elections in Lehigh County saying, if you count those ballots, we believe it's against the law and we'll impeach you and remove the board.
And you can really see how it could swing the race, because 200 outstanding mail-in ballots without dates and there's only a 74-vote margin right now, it could make the difference.
And, you know, it's not really clear if Republican legislative leaders can remove the Lehigh County Board of Elections. We took a look at the state constitution. It may be that only the governor has that power, but it may not come to that. Philadelphia election officials basically found themselves in the same spot back in 2020 when they decided to count these undated ballots, where basically voters made a small error on the outside envelope of the ballot. They were also threatened with impeachment by Republican leaders. But in the end, the Department of State weighed in and said this isn't in keeping with the state law. So Philly decided to give up on counting those ballots. It remains to be seen what the response is going to be from Lehigh County. Right now, they're not making any statements.
A complicated and slightly confusing situation. And we have another slightly confusing situation, the ongoing back and forth over masking in Pennsylvania K through 12 schools.
Well, confusing is the word. And as the parent of a child in K through 12 schools, even I'm struggling with this. So this week, we got another ruling from the state's Commonwealth Court saying the current mask mandate, which says that all kids in K through 12 schools, childcare facilities have to wear masks, is going to have to expire by December 4th. Now, this came on the heels of last week's news that the governor's office was appealing a legal challenge that came through Commonwealth Court to the state's Supreme Court that kept the current mandate in place. Brad, honestly, it's tough to say what happens next. But I do know when we talked to officials from the Bethlehem and Whitehall school districts earlier this month, when the questions really started to circulate about what was going to happen with masking, officials with both districts said they would decide what to do based on community spread of the virus. So I have to say, I think I'd be surprised to see masks coming off in the weeks when kids come back from Thanksgiving break.
And it's a good time to note that new coronavirus cases in Pennsylvania have been steadily rising. What are we seeing as we head into the holiday?
So new cases are up by about 27%. In Pennsylvania, in the past week, we're seeing about 6,000 new cases every day. And we had one day where there were 10,000 new cases. So we're looking at numbers again that look a lot like last fall, before last Thanksgiving. Now, Brad, some of that increase can come from the fact that the state is changing the way it's counting COVID cases. And they've now added in reinfections, people who get infected more than once. Before, they were only counting those folks once. Now, all of this against the backdrop of the holiday coming up next week, and folks at AAA are saying they're expecting people to return to pre-pandemic levels of travel, and health officials are worried that we're seeing cases increase. And last year, after Thanksgiving, that's when we saw the highest surge in numbers, where cases, at least in Pennsylvania, reached about 12,000 a day.
So we may see the impact of Thanksgiving travel just later in December sometime.
That's right, Brad. And it really makes that issue around masking in schools all the more pointed at this point in time.
Well, thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thank you, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.